International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome again to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And, of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from hot Atlanta, Georgia. So grateful that you've joined me today from all over the world. Of course, you know that it is no accident and that the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can shift, so that you can change, so that you can begin creating and living the abundant and purposeful life that God created you to live. And you know it's nothing but the truth. Well, wherever you are, you might be having a cup of tea, a cup of coffee early in the morning. You might just be relaxing in the afternoon, or you might be getting ready for the evening. I just want you to sit back, relax, because boy, are you in for a treat today. Well, once again, welcome, and can you believe that it is already June 1st? Where has the year gone? And, you know, whenever I look at the calendar, I always look at myself to see if I'm lined up with what I said I was going to do at the beginning of the year. So this is a great time for you to take an inventory. This is a great time for you to reassess where you are, and have you been walking your talk? Have you been doing what you said you were going to do? And if not, just gently realign and just begin taking small baby steps in the general direction of what you desire. So June 1st, and then I just want to honor Dr. Maya Angelou. You know, she made her transition this week. What a wonderful woman. What an awesome woman. What a phenomenal woman. And she really encouraged all of us to really live our life to the fullest. And someone called me and said, I feel so sad about Dr. Maya Angelou. And what I said to this person was, Dr. Angelou wouldn't want you feeling sad. What Dr. Maya Angelou would want you to do on this day that she made her transition would be to make a more quality decision that, hey, I'm really going to live a purposeful life, I'm going to live a powerful life, and I'm going to leave a legacy. So I just wanted to honor her. Well, I mean, are you ready for a powerful show today? Today, I have the Dream Maker with me, Bryant Lee Phillips, and he's going to be talking to you about how to reconnect, how to embrace, and how to really manifest your dream. This is such a powerful man. This is the second time I've had him on my show. The first time, I was looking at television. No, as a matter of fact, I was having dinner, and the television was on, and I was walking across my room, and I heard this phenomenal man, and I stopped in my tracks. What he was saying literally stopped me in my tracks, and I said, who is that? And I told Sabrina, my assistant, we're going to have to track him down, and that's what we did. And man, you better get ready for him, because he's just so anointed, and he really shares such powerful information. Well, I have a couple of new things that I want to share with you. I have decided that in the fall, that means in August or September, I am going to have a Create an Outrageous Life Personally and Professionally weekend. So that means that I am going to work closely with 10 people from all over the world. So if you want to be one of those 10, you need to send me an email. You're going to be with me on Friday. Of course, we're going to be at a very luxurious place, probably the Ritz-Carlton or the Four Seasons or, you know, a place like that, you know, someplace really classy. So you're going to be with me Friday. Not all day Friday, but probably maybe noon until the evening and all day Saturday and then on Sunday. And really, I'm going to teach you how to create an outrageous life, both personally and professionally. Only 10 people from all over the world. If you want to be one of the 10, just email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. That's going to be so powerful. So you'll have one-on-one coaching with me. You'll have one-on-one mentoring with me. You will be with a group of very successful and powerful people, and there's nothing like the group dynamics that happens within a group that's really more powerful, I feel, than one-on-one coaching. And then lastly, I want to talk to you a little bit about my speaking. Of course, you know, I'm a dynamic speaker, and for years, I spoke every day for years, at least Monday through Friday. That's amazing. And so do you have an event that's coming up? Are you chair of an organization? Are you a member of an organization? I want you to contact me. I would love to come and speak to your organization. Some of the topics that I have spoken on would be secrets of high achievers and dreamers, how to keep your employees motivated and productive during tough times. You know, there's a lot of downsizing, so I really talk about a lot about how you can energize that work environment, how you can recognize the needs and understand the different behaviors within a team, how to build self-directed teams, and really how do you navigate through change, you know, within your company. And I share some tips to regenerate your team, and then how to move your team toward excellence and how to reward your team. And, you know, I think a new study shows that the number one reason that people work, and, of course, money is important, is recognition. And a lot of companies just have forgotten that major factor. So keeping your employees motivated and productive during tough times. And, of course, you know, I do a lot about how to keep your employees in line with your mission, you know, and your vision statement, et cetera. So email me. I would love to come to your city, love to fly to your town, help to make your event outstanding, help to motivate your employees. Or maybe you're just a member of a small organization, a chamber of commerce. I've spoken to so many chamber of commerce all over the world, and can you believe that they have Chamber of Commerce, but I forgot what they call them in other parts of the world. So anything regarding your business, or maybe you're part of just a social sorority. Of course, all of you know I'm an AKA. My best friends are Deltas. I love you Delta girls, and would love to come and speak to your organization. So once again, you can email me. And then lastly, so many of you are purchasing my Attracting and Manifesting Genuine Love. Man, it is June, and if you have been by yourself all year, or if you're tired of sitting at home on a Friday night, or if online dating just has not worked for you, or if you're tired of going out with your girlfriends, then you need to get my book. I think it's only $14.95, and you know, some of the things I cover are in the beginning God. I mean, God is involved in bringing love into your life, and it's a lot more than just praying, but God is behind the scene orchestrating, shifting, and changing things to manifest in your life. I talk about how to position yourself for love. You have to be in a certain position, a certain a way of thinking. I talk about how the power of your thoughts, what have you been thinking around love. I really give some wonderful techniques for visualization and scripting and writing down, you know, what do you want? You know, what do you desire? And every day, even though that has not manifested in your physical world, how to keep yourself in that vibration. I really talk a lot about calling love in with your words. You know, your words are creative. They go out into the universe, and they bring to you exactly what you desire. And I have love affirmations. And, of course, you know, along with this, I have my accompanying affirmation CD, which is so awesome. I tell you, you need to get that affirmation CD because the guy who assisted me with the music, Don McCarty, he just did an awesome, phenomenal job. I listen to it every night myself. And the interesting thing is once you start listening to this, there is a tie between relationships and money. When love starts coming in, money starts coming in. And then lastly, how to be happy now and attract love, and how to make room in your life for your soulmate. Are you so busy? You know, do you have such an extensive calendar? Do you have room in your life for a soulmate? And then how to take inspired action. So releasing the old, changing the now, and creating your future, attracting and manifesting genuine love. So I have all kind of tools for you that I have designed just with you in mind. This is for you. This is to help you create a purposeful life. This is a great tool. Tell a couple of your girlfriends about it who've been calling and talking to you about, I'm so lonely. I don't know what I'm going to do. Tell them to go to my website, FulfillingYourPurpose.com. Well, are you ready? After these quick commercials, I'm going to be right back with my very special guest, Bryant Lee Phillips, the Dream Maker.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.
Well, I am back, and I am so excited about my guest today, and I guess you say, Constance, you are excited every Sunday, and you are exactly right. This is going to be a life-changing show for you. Let me introduce my guest. My guest for the second time is Bryant Lee Phillips, and he is known as the Dream Maker. He's an entrepreneur. He's an author. He's a strategist. And he's considered by many as a high-performance mentor or leader. He is the chairman of the Bankable Group, a training and marketing firm that develops and distributes personal development content to people, to individuals, and to organizations. And he is the author of Living Life in the Zone, The Regal Lifestyle, and The Dream Maker, Awakening the Genius Within You. And one mantra that he has that I put on Facebook when I knew that he was going to be my guest again is God would never put a dream in your heart if he didn't plan on putting it into your hands. And I tell you, I got such an awesome response to that mantra because it's nothing but the truth. So I tell you, get ready, get your iPad out, get your old-fashioned pen and pad out, and Bryant Lee Phillips, welcome again to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you, Constance. It's a pleasure to be here with you. You provide such great information and content for people, and you are an inspiration to a lot of people who listen to your broadcast. So I'm grateful to be here with you because of your personality, your effervescence, and your amazing level of energy that you always give every time you broadcast.
Thank you. Well, how have you been, and what have you been up to? And then we're going to get started.
Well, I've been phenomenal. I've been great. My kids are doing good. I have four beautiful children. Now I've got them in, they're in school or doing musical things, or all three of them are involved with either education, entertainment, or something that deals with empowering people. So I've been traveling. I've been working some deals with data management and innovating some new products that are out there in services, and also educating people and particularly children through technology. So I've been pretty busy, and also managing a church, and also preparing myself to get married in the next year. So I'm excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, Brian, what do you feel God or Spirit is saying to people at this time in their lives?
I think one of the biggest things is that God wants people not to lose the energy and passion for their dream, not to lose the energy and passion for the dream, because people have lost a lot of things in this economy, in the shifts and changes of life. They've lost people, family members, jobs, houses, and they've even lost interest in things. And I don't want people to lose their dream. I believe God is telling me to share with people, don't lose the dream. Don't lose what God said just because you're going through a bad situation. Never let the situation you're going through shift or change the word that God spoke to you, and that you can never give up just because you're going through a bad place. It is God's purpose that you prevail even though you're going through tremendous pressure. So I think that's very big for people, not to lose that dream and really learn how to embrace what's rich within you and live from your divinity. Because I think a lot of times people, conscious, are living from their humanity, and you're really going to find yourself losing strength. But God really wants us to embrace what's rich within us and live from their divinity by embracing and also stepping back into the dream so you can live it wide awake.
So what do you mean by living from your divinity? What would that look like for someone who might be struggling right now?
Living from the strength of a supernatural power, living from the strength of your creator, living from the DNA, the dominion that's now available to you, dealing with living from something that's outside of your humanity, outside of your human strength. So this is tapping into the God inside, tapping into a divine flow, tapping into something that's greater than you ever could imagine yourself. So I'm talking about divinity, that strength that once you have gone to the edge of your own human capacity, you've now tapped into what created you, what makes you you.
Got that. So, you know, you're known as the dream maker. Why is that? And then what are some common principles that you can share with people about identifying and making their dreams come true?
Wow, I'm excited to share that. people call me the dream maker. It took me time to kind of embrace that, mm-hmm. or really become comfortable with it, because once people put a moniker on you, you pretty much have to live up to it. But I guess for me, Constance, what happened was that when people all around me, they started experiencing what we're eating at a restaurant, talking over ice, having an ice cream cone, meeting in Walmart or Nordstrom's, that anytime we had a conversation, I stirred their dream up. I inspired them. I put concrete to concepts they couldn't put together. I framed things out for them, so even though they had a dream, they couldn't figure out how to really make it happen. So I inspire them, I irritate them, I agitate them, and I also bring people around them to help them get things done. But what the other thing about dream making and becoming a dream maker is that if I can't help you, I will find someone and bring them alongside to help you. And I think it's the whole concept of dream making. I connect dreamers with dream makers. Dream makers are people who have the resources, they have the money, they have the building, they have the resource to connect to your dream. Here's what I know, Constance, if I can connect the dreamer with a dream maker, possibilities become endless.
Mm. And so for someone who's listening who might say, okay, I have this great idea, this great concept, but I don't have any money, I need capital, what would you say?
Well, the key thing, what I always tell people when they're dealing with that about they don't have capital, one of the greatest things they can have is an idea. The idea is pretty much the starting block of any great dream that's going to come true. And here's what they're going to need. All right, so if they're taking notes, then they write this down. The idea is the vision. It's the original dream God gave you. Number two, you need a strategy, a plan of action, a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, which includes funding, it includes money, but it's a plan of action. How is this going to happen? The events, the partnerships, the collaborations I need. And then comes the money. What do I need in that aspect? So idea, then it's a strategy, the 1, 2, 3 plan. Then you need a team. Athena understands how to activate that strategy and to make that plan possible. And lastly, they need execution. They need to learn how to really make that thing work. Because here's what I know, Constance. Great ideas die without excellence in execution. So you can have a great idea, and you can even have the money, Constance, but if there's not excellence in execution, it will die a slow death because it doesn't have the legs to stand on in the marketplace.
So how do people, you know, we have a lot of people who are by themselves and they have these great ideas. How do they connect with the dream maker that can assist them with their dreams? Should they pray for divine connection? Should they network? What are some strategies that they can do to move in that direction to make it happen?
Well, I'll give you these five things, and this is called the Dream Maker Effect. Of course, number one, I want to say you can go to BryantLeePhillips.com and connect with me there. That's my name, BryantLeePhillips.com, or DreamMakersLive.com. And also, you can follow me at BLP, the Dream Maker, on Twitter. So here are five things that are building blocks for experiencing a dream, taking that idea to execution, and also finding funding for the dream. These are five things they have to have. I call it the Dream Maker Effect, the Dream Maker Effect. Number one, they have to have creative content. So just not getting in front of someone, you have to have creative content, something that's different, something that's amazingly fascinating about what your content is, and it has to be creative so it attracts people's attention. Number two, they need distinctive distribution, being able to do it in a different way than everyone else is doing. No one wants to see the same old thing. You can be creative, but you also have to be distinctive. Distinctive from how you display your message, distinctive how you put the message out there, how you present it, how you market it, how you display it. And number three, they're going to need excellence in execution, which means they have to learn how to really take this idea and put some beautiful bells and whistles on it and give it quality, style, and make it superior in presentation in the marketplace. And learning how to make things run properly through your resources. So excellence in execution, because no one wants to see ordinary. Ordinary's been done. People want extraordinary. Number four is fast follow-up. This is what kills a lot of entrepreneurs and enterprises, not being able to follow up with people, not being able to fastly follow up, call them back, email them, text them, and get them in a train of connection with you. Because when people realize that you really care about them, they return the favor by falling in love with how you make them feel. So fast followers, that connection they need to really keep that ball rolling. And lastly is growth through generosity, learning how to give, learning how to serve, learning how to love other people, learning how to make it happen for other people, learning how to sow into someone else that's struggling, and finding collaborations through giving, through being generous. These five are the building blocks of taking that dream into a demonstration mode, taking that dream and getting in front of people, taking that dream and talking about it, taking that dream and collaborating with other people like Precious Faith or other people who are innovative and disruptive in the marketplace. They don't do the same thing. They got to find a way to collaborate with other people in the marketplace to bring that dream to pass. So again, great ideas would die without proper or excellent execution. They've got to find a collaboration with a partner. Me, I can connect them to other people, but they got to get around people that have that same passion, that same drive, that same energy to make things come alive.
Oh, my God, you know, that is so awesome, you know, because I hear people say all of the time that, you know, I have this great idea. And I often tell people, start giving. That's a powerful force. And then collaboration is so awesome, you know, just masterminds coming together and brainstorming. And I think that's why Beyonce is such a force. I admire what she's doing, and I admire really the powerful steps that she's taken. So how can people collaborate more? Should they go to networking groups? What's your thinking on that?
Here are some things that I teach in our training class, in our classes called Formula 52 and our Dreammaker classes. Number one, I really want them to concentrate on finding three people, Peter, James, and John, finding three people, which will be, number one, find themselves a mover. A mover is someone that gets stuff done for you. First start with finding a mover, someone that really can get things done for you. That's the first person they need to add to their network. Number two, find a shaker. A shaker is someone who's inspirational. They're your hype man. They or your hype woman. They talk about you all the time on Facebook. They retweet your stuff. They share your page. They really are your hype person. And third, they need an anchor. An anchor is the person that holds it down for you. They're the background person. They're the person that's handling your data, handling your statistics. They're handling your accounting. They may even be a financial source for you. If they can't give you the money, they put you in an arena where people have money and they can collaborate with you. So you need a shaker, you need a mover, and you need an anchor. Start with those three. And then progressively move to adding nine other people. You need a circle of 12. I would tell people, start with three and then ask those three to help you develop the other nine. Because I believe you can really form a group that really serves your vision and you serve their vision. So surround yourself starting with three, because they'll inspire the other nine, and form that Dreammaker circle of 12. I call it the circle of 12. You get 12 people that are committed to understand what you're doing, and they begin to fall in love with your concepts, your words, the things you do, your movement. They're excited about your product. They're excited about the change you're going to bring about, and they're excited about your cause. If you can gather 12 people, it will quickly multiply to 24, to 122, and you'll find your funding sources right there with those people. But you got to start with people that have fallen in love with you. They like what you do. They want to see it grow. They believe in your cause because they believe it not only serves them, but it serves a greater audience.
So powerful. So that means that if you have people in your life that no longer serve your purpose or your good, you need to release them and believe God to bring and attract the right people in your life.
Yeah, now I will say this. There are very few people I've released from my life.
Okay.
I will say that there are people that I don't deal with on a consistent basis, but I believe you have to treat every relationship like gold because you never know what it may mean to you in the future. Now, of course, in concert, you have someone that's in your life that's draining you, you got to let go of that. Someone that's demeaning you, you got to let go of that. Someone that's pulling your resources and they don't sow back into you, then obviously you got to let go of that. But sometimes you don't know. There are seasons where a lot of people mean a whole lot to you, and there are other seasons where they mean very little. And so you have to be very, very careful about releasing people. Only release what's draining you. Only release what's killing you. Only release what's not good for you. Because I believe there's good in everybody. They may not be good for this season.
So true. You know, a great example of that in my own life was I was speaking at a business women association, and just a little lady in the back, you know, to me she just seemed like just kind of quiet and shy. And I was just nice to her, and at that time I just gave her a complimentary copy of my latest CD. And that woman opened a big door for me in television locally here in Atlanta. So you're so right. You never
That's
know
it.
Who is God going to use to really open the door for you.
That's right, because big doors swing on what? Small hinges.
Ah, that's so true. So what should be the mindset of people who are really, you know, aspiring to achieve and who are really deciding that they're going to really make their dreams come true? Because your thinking and your mindset is just so important.
Absolutely. Number one, I think they ought to invest in the things that can be multiplied. Mm. Invest in the things that can be multiplied. Find things that can increase. Connect with things that increase your thinking. Connect with things that increase not only your mindset, but also how you deal with people. Invest in relationships that multiply you. Because when a relationship is great, Constance, revenue always follows great relationships. Mm-hmm. And they have to learn how to be people persons. They have to learn how to connect with different cultures, different mindsets, different languages, and they also have to learn how to practice world-class language. They got to change how they speak because they've changed how they think. They got to change their paradigm, change how they do things, because if something's not working after 3, 4, 6, 7 years or 8 years, they need to change how they think about it, because if they change how they think about it, they'll change their resources. And they need to learn from heroes. Learn from your heroes and learn the strategies of your enemies. I love that. Learn from your heroes and also learn from the strategies of your enemies. I think sometimes people jump out very quickly and they're so excited. They got zeal, they got passion, but they lack purpose. They're so excited about getting something out in the marketplace that they really don't learn from their heroes, learn from their mentors, learn from someone who's been there, done that, got 5 t-shirts and a Grammy. Learn from your heroes. They will accelerate your process. They will help you not make the same mistakes. They will sow into you just wisdom. A 30-minute conversation could take off 3 years of you beating yourself against the wall or going after something that's not going to work. And then learn the strategies of your enemies. Learn what your enemies are thinking about you, because how you present yourself to your enemies, they don't like you for one big reason. Either you're doing what they wish they could do, or they hate you because they just hate you. Learn the strategies of your enemy. Why are they so destructive? Why do they want to bring you down? And when you learn the strategies of your enemy, you start realizing these are the things that would distract me. These are the things that pull me back. So instead of me being surprised by the enemy, I understand how the enemy thinks. The enemy works through relationships to divide people, to keep you away from your resources, to keep you away from wisdom, to get you distracted, get you frustrated. Frustration and distraction is a cocktail for failure. Frustration and distraction are a cocktail for failure. Once you realize you're being frustrated, get around a hero. Get around a mentor that brings you back. Get around good information like Constance Program that inspires you, that gets you back on track, that gets you off the bed into the game. And so stay around those kind of people, because the enemy will come or your competition will come to circumvent your progress. Learn what they're doing, learn their strategies, and bring your hero along so they can keep you in the game. And the other thing is, serve others with tremendous value. Serve others with tremendous value. So whenever you're around people, I want you to have a voice that fascinates people, that captivates people. Your message should captivate people. If you're not captivating people, you are boring them to death. You do two things every time you open your mouth. Either you're going to fascinate them or you're going to bore them. But you got to add tremendous value to the people that you're in relationship with. And you have to have a message of action. Do this. Do this. Watch me do this. Watch us do this. There must be action. You got an idea. You just can't. I've been working this 8 years. Show me what you're doing. Show me the plan. Visualize it. Give me a visual of what you're doing. Put it to music. Verbalize it. But let me see something concrete. Put it in my hands. Show me what you're working with. Give me a prototype. Show me sales. Show me graphics. Show me something that's visual so it can stimulate my senses. And I think that's really big, Constance. Here's what I want to say this, that if you are got an idea, if you're a communicator, if you're a mentor, if you're a preacher, if you're a teacher, if you're a homemaker, your message must excite the five senses. If you really want to be a moving shaker, you have to have a message that excites the five senses. They need to see it, they need to smell it, taste it, touch it. They need to have that kind of experience with you. And lastly, if not least, don't disappoint the people that you love. If you got an idea, don't disappoint the people that you love by just not fully throwing yourself into the dream. Don't disappoint them because they're counting on you.
Well, you know, that's so amazing, you know, just listening to you. I see why you really captivated me. I was walking across my living room floor, and I had my television on, which is very rare. And
right.
I heard you being interviewed, and you literally stopped me in my tracks, and I said, my God, who is that? And
right.
I sat down, and I listened to you, and you have such a gift to really, you know, really motivate people and really inspire them. And so, you know, at the beginning of the show, you mentioned that God really wanted us to pick up our dreams and to embrace them again. And because people had, you know, faced so many obstacles that they had sort of given up, what is the biggest obstacle that you faced, and how did you get over that? And what can you say to people about how can they get beyond what they might be experiencing in their lives right now?
Wow. I really believe, Constance, one of the biggest obstacles was being very gifted, very talented. And I had so many gifts, I didn't know what to focus on. And what happened was when people saw those giftings and talents, they pulled on those giftings. So I became distracted by being multi-gifted, multi-talented, that people pull on you. I grew up in church, so, you know, I could sing, I could teach. You know, I had an incredible ability to do music and direct music. You know, I knew how to write. When the internet became really big, I was involved with that. So I was so multi-gifted that people pulled on all those gifts, and I never had a chance to focus on what I really did well. So they drained me. People drained me, and then I never wanted to tell people I could do that. I didn't want to share with people my gifting or my talent. So being multi-gifted was a distraction to me because I didn't know what to concentrate on. And two, for me personally, that since I wanted to be liked so much, Constance, I did it for people. And at that time, I pretty much gave up on what my dream was, making other people's dreams come true or helping them. Me helping them was killing me. It was killing me, you know. I felt like, well, I'm helping them, so this is wonderful. But what happened was they diluted my gifts. They didn't appreciate the gifts. And so God had to cut me off, and it took a long time for me to disconnect from people who didn't mean me anything well. They were not pouring back into me. They weren't invested in me. They loved me for what I did for them, but they didn't love me. So the first thing I did, I said, Lord, put people around me that are in love with me, for me. Would I do anything for them? Put a circle of people around me that are in love with me, because I deserve to be loved for who I am. I deserve that kind of love. So that was the first thing I had to get through, is being drained by people. The second thing was being able to get through losses. I had so many losses, had a number of different successes that happened back to back to back to back, and then things changed for me. Where I lost a very dear loved one, then I lost my mom, I lost my dad, all in a matter of 2 to 3 years. And it changed everything for me. It changed how I looked at things. It changed my heart. It changed how I dealt with people. I started reaching out to people who never loved me, but I was hungry for relationships. I was hungry for people to love me for me. And so I ended up allowing people who should have never gotten close to me, I allowed them to crawl into my heart, and they crawled into my heart, and they broke my heart so bad. And the only thing that got me back on track was a love of a new love in my life, inspiring me, loving me for me, teaching, showing me to get back on track with what really inspired people, and to also start realizing the message I had in my heart, and that my story was important, and that all my history was meant to teach other people how to get through tough times, how to overcome cancer on a personal level, how to get back in the game, how to be perceived properly by people and not to be taken advantage of, and lastly, how to focus on what's important, how to focus on what makes me come alive, and how to focus on the legacy of my four children and the beautiful woman I'm in love with now, how to focus on those relationships. And those relationships fed me the fuel to move forward. So relationships are key. To everyone that's on this call, relationships are key. They handle, they create revenue in your life, and they also give you revelation. Another word for revelation, they add wisdom to your life. They hold your life together. They get you back on track. I found out, Constance, what was dominant in my brain, and I concentrated on the dominant thoughts in my brain. Then I learned I did an assessment, what have I outgrown? There were things I had outgrown, and I learned how to weed those things out of my life. There are things I just don't do anymore, not because I don't like them. They don't produce the result I want. I got rid of some excess stuff off my schedule and started concentrating on educating children through technology about restoring families. And three, I started empowering nations through health initiatives, water initiatives, and I started concentrating on that. And when I did that, my heart became totally healed, hold, and captivated by my purpose. My purpose and passion came alive because I would not let distraction, frustration, or even depression, because depression will come after your dream and almost take you out. And I was inspired to believe again that my dream helped so many people. That's why I couldn't quit.
Man, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with the phenomenal Bryant Lee Phillips, and he's an entrepreneur, author, and a strategist, and he's known as the Dream Maker. Thank you so much for your vulnerability, Bryant Lee. So tell me about love. I know you talk about creating outrageous love, and you're in love, and,
yes,
and you're going to be getting married again. Congratulations. So for people who are out there and say, you know, wow, that sounds so wonderful, I desire love in my life, I'm a single mom, or I'm divorced, what would you say, how can we begin to create more outrageous love? What is that?
First, outrageous love is unconditional love. Mm-hmm. This kind of love is what Paul talks about. This is the unconditional, unfailing. This is I prefer you over me. This is I will pour into you over my own desire. Outrageous love, all of us are perfecting outrageous love. Outrageous love is over the top. It's out of the box. It's out of this world. Most people have never learned it because we are so selfish by nature. Outrageous love is a thinking pattern. Outrageous love is it's a heart that's become whole after being hurt so many times. Outrageous love says, I prefer you over my needs. And it takes time to perfect that. One of the first things you have to recognize is how to fall in love with you. Because if you're not in love with you, then it's going to be very difficult for you to be in love with anyone else, because you become a threat to someone else because you're not comfortable. So I've learned how to really fall in love with me, how to really deal with me, how to be comfortable with me, how to date me, how to be cool with me, how to make jokes about me. It's really making sure that you are cool with you. Because one of the things in most relationships, many people go in relationships to find a place to take. You should in our relationships to find a place to give. It's not about taking, it's about giving. You also want to find relationships that really feed your dream, that all of the excitement of feeding each other in a relationship, whether it's platonic, whether it's a business relationship, there ought to be growth in that relationship. And there ought to be, I want to add value to your life. I want to make things go well for you. I'm in it for you. I want to remove the pain from your life. And if I can't do it, I want to create atmospheres and events and environments that make things go for you, that bring you to a place of healing and wholeness. If everyone on the phone call can get an idea of, if you have any kind of relationship, whether it's family, marriage, your boo, or whatever you're going to call it, get a picture of a big, fluffy, your kind of pillow in a beautiful bed, that fresh sheets on it, you know, whatever kind of bed you like, Victorian or post bed, and you got that nice fresh potpourri in the room. Your relationship should be like that. When you lay your head down, it should be, you ought to be able to do, an outrageous love relationship, you get a chance to say, it brings your life into synergy. It brings your life into affirmation. It brings your life into growth. It makes you rest. You don't have to be no one else but your true, authentic self. And that's what outrageous love is all about. It is fueled by my relationship with God. It's fueled by my relationship with the Creator. It is a supernatural love. It is not a low-level love that's always taking. It's all about giving and staying away from relationships that poison and corrupt and wreck your heart. You got to get whole. And I tell so many business owners and entrepreneurs and enterprises, you got to get your heart whole. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to learn how to love people beyond their stupidity, because there are people out here that are stupid. They don't know how to handle you. And you want to be in a relationship with people that know how to handle your heart. Because they don't handle your heart, they're going to interrupt your money.
Ah, so true. So powerful, so powerful. So share with our listeners a little bit about your Rock Dream Center, about your classes, about some of the things that you are doing. And I really want listeners all over the world to really go to his website and you see the wisdom and knowledge that he has, and really begin participating and investing in yourself to receive this knowledge. So what is the Rock Dream Center, and what are some things that you're doing?
Rock Dream Center and Dreammakers International, they're a group of like-minded people who, again, we transform lives and strengthen the human condition. We transform lives and strengthen the human condition. We're big on family development, really big on inspiring the entrepreneurial spirit within our congregation. That's Rock Dream Center. Dreammakers International is a movement of educators, entertainers, entrepreneurs, and enterprises. Enterprises are people who have an idea. It's not necessarily a business, but it's an idea, it's a movement. And our whole mindset is to raise up people who really want to see their life transform. They want to move the needle. They want to change teenage pregnancy and bring that down. They want to help people who have been abused by life and abused by a person. They want to help people really get back on track, whether it's from poverty to prosperity, teaching them how to really navigate the gifts, the talents, and expertise in their life, and put it under the hub of their relationship with God. These are a group of innovative people that are doing things in banking industry, doing things in product development and data development. Their whole goal is to shift our economy by raising up people who understand there's a gift in them, there's a talent, and their expertise in their life. So we do classes. There's a formula 52 class that I do. I do a leadership edition that really teaches people how to have a leadership voice, how to really inspire their peers, how to create a nonprofit group that's indigenous to a community. We also have a group called Red Coaching. Red Coaching is an acronym for Realizing Every Dream. We teach people to take the dreams they have, and we take them through a process. There's a dream, and then it's a dilemma. which means you have to make a decision. Then thirdly is drama, because every dream has drama. And then it's demonstration. Every dream moves to a level of demonstration. And then lastly, the dollars. The dollars is always the last thing you see when you have a dream. It's dream, dilemma, drama, demonstration, and then comes the dollars. Because when great wealth is placed in the dreammaker's hands, dreams become realities. So we teach people these principles, how to take an idea, how to strategize it, how to put your team together, and how to bring about excellence in the execution. So we have a number of different classes that we do on our website. If you are a marketer, I have a program called Big Money, Big Mouth, which teaches you how to, every time you raise your voice, you raise your income. I have another one called Living Life in the Zone, which teaches the principle of the zone. I believe you can live in the zone automatically. I believe you can predict how to get in the zone. So I teach the principles of thought. I teach the principles of spirituality and how to be spiritually anchored and also relationally rich. How to be spiritually anchored and relationally rich, and also financial accountability. Teach me how to develop their money. I have a young lady that works along with me called Karen E. Wilson, and she handles. She is an economic advisor about how to fix the money thing. So we teach you how to budget, how to create an awesome plan so they can start a business and stay in business. Another thing on our website, we have one called Formula Done. It teaches them a process how to go from idea to marketplace. It's called Formula Done. We'll also do Outrageous Love for Relationships. So if you go to my website, BryantLeePhillips.com or DreamMakersLive.com, LIVE.com, or BLP the Dreammaker on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, and I will be able to keep in contact with anyone that like to connect with me or collaborate with me. And here's the one thing I want people to know, Constance. I don't have all the ideas, but the ideas I do have, I know they work. All right, that's not an arrogant statement, but it just says, yeah, I don't have all the answers and I don't have all the resources, but I will connect you to someone in our network that we collaborate with. Constance may have someone. I may have someone. It's a collaborative effort because I believe no dream should be buried. I want to encourage everyone on this phone call, go back, dig it up, write the vision, make it plain, build it in your mind, then build it on paper, and please build it for real, because there are people out there hungry to hear what you have, and stop making excuses and be excellent. I don't want to hear you whine. I want to see you shine. Let's get out here and make the world better because of the dream God put in your spirit.
You know, I just love that. And, you know, I'm talking to people all over the world tonight, and I want you to really go to his website and begin participating in some of those classes. And I just made a decision, hey, I'm going to take one of your classes.
All right. Glad to have you.
I want to be enriched and empowered, et cetera. So you have a couple of books. Tell our listeners about your books.
Living Life in the Zone is the first book I've written. It's called Living Life in the Zone, Living a Regal Lifestyle. And I teach people how to move from depression into demonstration, how to really overcome a life-threatening disease, whether it hits you or your family, how to change your paradigm, how to reshape your mind for the life you're supposed to live, because I believe you are formed to function in your future without failure. I really believe that. And I believe there's a consistent nature in everyone. There's a divine nature in each of us that we must tap into. So Living Life in the Zone speaks to that. My new book that I'm shopping right now, Constance, as we speak, to a major publisher, working on a number of different deals right now. And it's called The Dreammaker, Awakening the Genius Within. That book deals with, it's a business and life parable that teaches people how you can step into another person's dream and live your dream. You know, how to deal with competition, how to deal with the enemy. It's a business life parable that tells a story of a young boy who takes over his father's company and takes it from $1 million status to billionaire status. He takes the company and he inherits his father's staff, and God teaches him how to create a team, how to bring them on the same page, and how to create, like a Steve Jobs, products that influence the whole world. I'm excited about that book because it speaks to the three dominant relationships in all of our lives: parent and child relationships, mother and father relationships, parent, child, son and daughter. It speaks to also husband and wife, spouse with spouse relationships. And thirdly, it speaks to employer and employee. So it has a wide range of speaking to people about the three most dominant relationships in your life, your marriage or family, your business, and also the things that move the needle for your life. So I'm excited about that book because it's going to inspire people how to understand how to be attracted to a mentor and how to be ministered to by the voice of a mentor. And I believe that book is going to change a lot of people's lives.
I'm certainly going to get that book. And so lastly, what about God? What would you like to share with people about God tonight? Because so many people are turned off by church, and a lot of people are using spirituality now. So what role does intimacy with God or spirit play in helping to facilitate and to accomplish our dreams?
I'm going to say this. Everything I have has been given to me because of the wisdom I have tapped into with God, the God inside. And I will say this to all the viewers that have been turned off by church. I've been turned off by church too. I've been turned off by religiosity, turned off by denominations. I've been turned off by anything that does not connect me to the true source called God, called Yahweh. That he's just not an energy force. He is the creator of all things. I'm turned off by anything that's watered down. Here's what I'm empowered by, Constance, and all the viewers. I'm empowered by an authentic relationship with a divine entity called God that loves me in spite of. And number two, he has put some incredible content in my life that I could only get from him. The other thing I want to share with viewers around and listeners is that you must connect to something and somebody bigger than you. It is the God inside that changes your paradigm. It is the God inside that changes an atmosphere. It is the God inside that amazes you. I'm totally captivated by God. And that's what empowers my voice. That's what empowers my excitement. When I was at death's door, that's what kept me alive. When I was frustrated with my own insecurities, it was God speaking to me and carrying me through those situations. God is his spirit inside of you will take you further than you can ever go by yourself. Do not be discouraged about church. Get a connection with God's word, his thoughts, his stories, and let his voice minister to you. Here's something I always say, Constance. I've got to hear God's voice. I need to feel his touch. And God, if you're real in this situation, then show me your glory. Put a demand on God to produce. Put a demand on God to speak. Ask God to enter your dreams and stir your dreams up, that when you wake up in the morning, you can wake up and live your dreams while you're wide awake. It is God in me that gives me the power to do impossible things. I'm talking to people all over the world on this phone call. Constance, she taps into this also. It's what makes this whole network, the syndication, the things that are on the periphery for her and new things that are happening for her. It's because of her relationship with God. Everything rises and falls in my life because of the voice of God in my life. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for everyone on this phone call because your greatest days are ahead of you. You're tapping into a divine source that's going to change your mind, it's going to change your actions, and it's going to change the results you're going to get. Better days and sweet dreams are coming to you because of this divine connection. It is no mistake. You're listening to my voice, listen to Constant Voice tonight. We are changing your world, and we're captivating your heart. And it all comes because of the voice of God.
Wow. Nothing but the truth. I am so grateful to you, Bryant Lee Phillips. I tell you, this show will radically change the lives of everyone who is listening tonight. And I'm just so grateful to you. Thank you so much.
And thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate the dream you have, and I appreciate what you're doing for people all over the world. And I hope you really respect what you're doing. You add tremendous value to people. You are a game changer, Constance. And I thank God for your investment in so many people around the world.
Well, thank you. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. Thank you so much for listening. Of course, my website is fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and you can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And as I say every Sunday, I love you, God loves you, and remember this, the best is yet to come. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com or send Constance an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.